Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
T1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. The wait is finally over. Ohio State versus Miami in the Cotton Bowl tonight at 7:30. Ryan Day yesterday talked about keeping the team focused with all the distractions of bowl week.
When you get guys into the routine, they're able to focus and concentrate more on the preparation. And that is a challenge, though, when you go to a different environment like this, is to avoid the distractions. And that's a big emphasis point.
We've got you covered all day here on The Fan with the pregame at 2, the tailgate show at 4, and network coverage beginning at 6. The Columbus Blue Jackets looking to make it 4 in a row when they host the New Jersey Devils at Nationwide tonight. Puck drop is at 7. The Ohio State women's basketball team getting ready to take on Purdue on the road. Coverage over on The Fan 2 gets underway here in about 15 minutes at 12:15. And the crew is hiring Henrik Rydström to be their new next head coach.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy game day. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, man. Here we are. We've made it to the game. Cotton Bowl tonight. Buckeyes and Hurricanes.
We're 3 hours early than we normally are. We're the dopes that come on at 3 that probably scare you.
I had to put us somewhere today.
I mean, they could have just given us a day off.
No.
Hey, you know what?
Everybody works. Everybody's reshuffled.
I don't want the day off.
No.
I'm ready to go today.
I'm working extra today.
I'm Republica. Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go.
Ready to go. So I'm doing this, and then later tonight, when the game is just about wrapped up, we'll, of course, have all of our radio programming, Beam and Zwick. They'll be here going into the early hours of the morning. What time do you figure they'll be getting off? It'll be a longer game. They're probably going to 1:30-ish.
Yeah,
with this being a 7:30 kick, which probably means it kicks off at 7:48.
Here's the good news, though, Timmy. If they win, you're going to be so jacked up, you don't want to go to sleep. If
they lose,
you're going to be so jacked up, you don't want to go to sleep.
Absolutely.
So we're here for
you. You're
going
to want to listen. You're going to want to watch. So we'll have the radio going. I'll hang out here at the TV station with our friend Nicole Sheeran, who will pop in here today for a special time and place, Leather Jacket Wednesday. It's Leather Jacket Wednesday. It's still that day of the week, but it feels different because we're here on New Year's Eve. We got the game, but she'll be in at 1:30. Final walkthrough is happening today. That will be at 1 o'clock in just under an hour.
Look, you're all over it today. Screen, stage, radio. You got your leather jacket on already?
Screen actor, Timmy Hall. No, it'll be fun. So I think we're doing a hit even during the game. That'll be a doozy.
During the game?
On 10 TV News. While the game is on.
Who the hell's going to watch that?
I don't know.
The people who care about the game are watching the game. They're going to turn on your dumb ass.
My parents and Nicole's parents.
They're not even watching.
They'll be the ones that watch that. But then once the game is over, we'll cut in, and so we'll have radio postgame, TV postgame. We're here for you.
Cole is producing the show today. He's in jail with us today. How you doing, Cole?
I'm all good. Oh, I'm sorry. Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
He's here always.
See. How you doing, Cole?
I'm doing good, Tim. Thank you.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah.
Got a first name from Cole. The Loose Cannon, as they call him. How'd you get that nickname? Where'd that come from?
He's out of his mind.
You know, just saying some stuff that scares my coworkers just the right amount every now and again.
You slurs. The slurs. How does Matty Ice feel about those?
Oh, the slurs? Probably not very good. I imagine not.
Stop it. You're a good, clean boy. I watched the New Year's Eve celebration this morning.
New Year's Eve celebration?
Yes.
Oh, like the international news way out there to the east?
Way out there.
Across the timeline.
Australia.
Ah.
Sydney, Australia had the New Year's celebration, 8 o'clock local time here this morning. And you've never seen fireworks like this. I'm not usually a firework guy. It was like the entire city was on fire. The budget for this firework ceremony must have been $100 million. I've never seen anything like it.
That big, huh?
Oh, my God. It's huge. Man, I'm surprised they didn't set the city on fire.
I mean, I've been around for 41 years. I'm sure I've seen and noticed. I mean, everybody picks up on that as you go throughout New Year's Eve. The news cuts in with different cities,
celebrations, all the different time zones.
I've never heard that about Australia being that crazy, that gaga about it.
On the BBC News this morning, Samantha was sitting there watching it with me. And it was so much that she actually got up about 7 minutes in and said, "All right, that's enough."
It is enough,
right? When an eight-year-old's had enough fireworks, it's a ton of fireworks.
Well, the only thing that's less impressive than fireworks is fireworks on TV. It's almost like sitting around to watch a parade on TV.
But I'm saying,
tens of millions of people do that on Thanksgiving Day.
Lots of fireworks. That's all I'm saying.
Well, they don't have a firearm budget down there. I guess it's all fireworks for Australia.
That's what they do. They just load guns with bullets and shoot them up in the air.
They take all that excess gunpowder. They put it into the fireworks. They blow it all up there. What about the celebration in Perth? What are they doing in Perth?
Who cares about the Perth?
What about Brisbane?
I didn't see the Brisbane. I just saw Sydney. Then I moved on.
What about Gold Coast?
That's Sydney. You're running out of places now, aren't you? The Outback?
Adelaide. What about
Adelaide?
That's about the last Australian city.
That's all you got, huh?
I can give you.
That's all you
got. I'm missing a big one. It's Sydney.
Brisbane.
Melbourne.
Oh, Melbourne. You can't forget about them.
Mel B's.
You know what they're famous for?
Yeah.
What?
Barbecue.
The Melbourne.
Bowie knives. That's not a knife. It's a knife.
All right. Buckeyes in Miami in the Cotton Bowl tonight.
Let's go.
7:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. As a matter of fact, as we wrap up at 2 o'clock, that's when our official pregame coverage starts. So I've been saying this for a couple weeks now. Or not a couple weeks, ever since we realized that it's Miami in this matchup. They don't bother me. Now, I said that about Indiana in the Big Ten championship game. I turned out to be dead wrong. So, Buckeyes are coming off a loss, Timmy. Ryan Day is back calling the plays, which means that Brian Hartline is concentrating on wide receivers only. Of course, he's in on all these offensive meetings during the week. There's input from lots of people during the week. But in the game situation, it is back to Ryan Day. We are less than, 6 hours away from this game?
Yeah.
I can't do math.
12 o'clock. The game starts at 7:30, you idiot.
7.5 hours?
It's just under 7.5 hours.
7.5 hours?
Game's going to, we just said the game probably starts at 7:45. So, yeah.
Day of game, I tend to get a little bit more
bubble guts.
Nervous.
A little nervous.
But I'm not feeling that way.
Yeah.
Yet. Are you there?
I'm trying to feel a little bit less nervous going into this one. I just don't think it serves anything to put extra pressure, especially, it's completely different when you're a fan. We know that, and sitting here and doing this job, and there's nothing like the nervous poos before a big game. You get those all the time.
I get the nervous poos during the game, depending on how it goes.
Here's the thing for me. When you don't get those, sort of naturally makes me a little bit more nervous.
So when you
I'm trying to combat that going into this one.
Nervous. That makes you nervous.
When you are not
when
nervous.
When I'm not nervous.
Yes.
Yes.
See, because you're always nervous, Nelly, about any football game. You always are more critical. Your eyes are open wider. You don't wear the scarlet and gray glasses going into any game and, play the homer thing about, oh, the Buckeyes are just going to win by 45 points. I don't think Ohio State is going to roll these guys. I'll save my prediction.
What's the point
spread? 9.5? The final walkthrough. Yeah. I don't see some gigantic blowout that some people have talked about. I think they're going to win this football game. And to be frank, I don't care about anything other than that. I would not like to win with a last second field goal by 1 point. I'd like to win by, 14, a couple touchdowns. I just don't think they're going to hammer Miami like some people might think.
I don't think they're going
to
hammer
them.
Have
to get into this game a little
bit.
But
Timmy, if we're counting on special teams for a victory here,
I don't want to count on that.
The lava is starting to flow out of Cracky.
I don't know if that's this game or a future game. You know, if you beat the Hurricanes, in all likelihood, you could be playing Georgia. You don't think Ole Miss is going to tussle with Georgia, too? Do you? I don't know. It could be a better game than what people are saying. But, you play Georgia. We remember the last time you were on a field against Georgia. Special teams was the final nail in the coffin for you. You had a guy that can kick, and let's not act like that was a 62-yard field goal. That was, 51, 52? That you tried to kick from there, indoors, perfect conditions.
Timmy, there's
to
not
kick,
a,
you gotta kick.
There's not a distance right now.
No, there isn't. That makes
that
you
I'm comfortable
sleep
with.
Well,
there's not a distance.
Especially if you put pressure on it, right?
Well,
we couldn't make.
How can you make
from 32 with that, pressure
that's what
on
I
the
mean.
Kick?
There's not a distance right now. What did Ryan Day say this week that Jaden Fielding's gonna kick?
Right, but he's gonna be quick.
He's going to start.
They're gonna be quick. But what does that mean? You miss a gigantic kick and then we switch? Well, it's too late at that point.
You're right.
If you have one kick in the game, the Buckeyes aren't kicking a lot of field goals. That could be the one and only big kick of the football game. Fourth quarter, 4.5 minutes to go, 41 yards. You
but
miss it by 19
ball,
yards. Okay, we'll go to the other guy now.
In spring ball, the other guy's job.
In spring ball, it's like you said, they need to be handing a hefty NIL bag to the best kicker money could buy.
I've never understood that.
It's time to start paying attention to this.
We overlook these things. All right? We got millions of dollars in NIL funds. You take $1 million aside. You go out there and you get like Morton Anderson's kid or grandkid. I don't know how old these people are now.
Great grandkid.
Whatever, man. You find the best kicker in the biz and you just hand him a bag of cash. It's not hard.
Scott Norwood have a kid?
I'll deliver. No, we don't want him. He misses big kicks. We want Scott Norwood's kid for.
That's the joke. Bring him in here.
We have Scott Norwood's kid now.
Maybe he'll learn from that. Speaking of Australia and punting, because that's the other position, too. We talk about our kicker, the punter, the other side of the coin with special teams. We need to be more rock solid with that. And we got this 7'9" Australian can't seem to get himself onto the field. Nick McLarty? Perth? Brisbane? Melbourne? Which one's he from?
Just name and place.
He's got to be a Sydney.
Buckeyes are a bargain. I'm going to tell you why coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Catch T-Bone and Tyfus weekday mornings from 6 to 9. If you're not completely satisfied, we'll rewind time and erase your brain. For real, the Fan.
A system.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Our home appraisal, after we put away our African art and family photos.
Has this happened to you because of race or national origin? Contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. A message from HUD and the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Hey folks, it's
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey there. Jane Lynch here. You want to hear something funny? Too bad. You want to hear something uplifting that will inspire you? Good. Because today, I want to talk to you about Direct Relief, a humanitarian organization that does seriously good work when it counts. Fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. When disaster strikes, Direct Relief immediately shows up with medicines, medical supplies, and everything doctors and nurses need to save lives. Let's ship her out! Every day across the United States and around the world, they're making an enormous difference. If someone needs help, Direct Relief helps. No politics, no red tape. Hey, what you doing over there?
Oh, I'm packing insulin for kids with diabetes.
See, every box here is literally a lifeline for someone in critical need. So check them out at directrelief.org. You might just bring a smile to someone's face.
Can't get enough of your favorite fan content? Good news, we're on all the digitals. Follow 971 The Fan on X, Facebook, YouTube, The Talk, and Gram. Your digital home for endless shenanigans. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Happy New Year's Eve and go Bucks. We're going to see temperatures today get right around freezing, but with gusty winds, it'll feel even colder than that. We will see snow develop later this evening, which could impact your New Year's Eve and Buckeye watch party plan, so safe travels. We will see that snow eventually taper off overnight, turning cloudy with lows in the teens. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
A show with copious amounts of fart sounds. Emphasis on copious.
Oh no, I get a fart, but I don't know which way to lean.
This is Man and Timmy.
Hello, noontime listeners.
Hello, young people. Hello.
Nothing. Buckeyes in Miami tonight. 7:30, but our live pregame coverage starts right after we're finished, 2 o'clock. Matty Ice, Devere Posey, Dane Sonsenbacher, that is all coming up at 2.
Joshua Perry is going to be in the building for the tailgate show. That's cool.
With Rothman.
Yeah. Yeah, because Tim May will be out there. He'll do a couple of hits from the press box, I would assume, as we're getting ready for this one.
Yep.
What's the food spread tonight at the Ricordati household? Have we made up our mind yet? Is that a wait-and-see approach?
I'm getting home earlier than I normally get home.
Yeah, because you switched Chinese food night because of the time You did that last night.
We had Chinese last night.
Typically
so tonight,
Wednesday.
I'm going to go home and cook. And I think I'm going to do some chicken thighs and maybe some baked potatoes, which I normally do not do.
You know what? Chicken thighs is the bone in, skin on chicken thighs.
I'm not doing that.
No, but this is my opinion now. Bone in, skin on chicken thighs, the best cut of chicken. There's nothing that you can do wrong with those. You can smoke them in a Weber kettle.
Very forgiving.
You can put them in the oven. They are. You can cook them 20 minutes too long, and nothing is going to go wrong with those chickens. And there's so many different recipes. People have old family recipes with the spice blends that they
do. I don't want my old family recipes, because let me tell you something. I didn't have a good piece of chicken until I became an adult.
Oh, we had Nana's chicken recipe, which was kind of used with some apricot preserves.
Back when I was banging, there was one type of chicken that my mom made, and it was dry.
Oh, it's all right.
Just a little dry.
Fine.
And I didn't care for the dark meat, but now as an adult.
Love it.
I can't
love
get enough.
Both. It's great.
How much money you got in your pocket right now? Which cash you carry?
Cash. I'm carrying a little bit more cash than I used to. I just like to.
What do you got?
Like to have some. I'm at 300.
What are you, a drug dealer? What's the matter with you?
Cole,
how much money you got in your pocket right now?
Oh, he don't got that.
Rhymes with hero. Good, me too. I don't carry cash. I got nothing.
That's the thing. Most people don't have any cash
at all. I don't have anything. So if you see Timmy out, rob him.
rob the guy blind.
But you can afford one of these tickets on the secondary market. So we got the playoff games, quarterfinal games, Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss and Georgia. Cheapest ticket on the secondary market, $181.
Oh, that's expensive.
That's the most expensive.
That's expensive.
Rose Bowl, Alabama, Indiana, $109.
Now you're talking. You're talking about getting to experience a place like the Rose Bowl. A lot of Buckeye fans have made the trip.
You know what?
But that'd be one to see.
I'm done with it.
No,
I don't need it anymore.
You never want to go to the. I mean, you have?
Yes, I've done it. I've gone.
When?
That was probably about, 15 years ago.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you ever did that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you ever got out and banged that way.
You know, back when I was banging, I used to bang.
Yeah.
Not now.
I got no cash.
What's the? Did you go as a fan for that one?
No, I went with the radio station.
You went with the badge. Is that the biggest event that you've ever covered in this profession? Rose Bowl game? That's pretty big. That's up there. You got to get to Super Bowl.
I did. I did Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
I did that.
That's I'd fine. Like to do that one time, but now working with you, we're never going to go to Radio Row.
Let me tell you something. You get and you give.
What do I get?
You get me every single day. You get the stability
dear
of me.
God.
But we're not going anywhere,
homie. Know. I know.
So
we
Rose
might go
Bowl,
to a pizza place.
We'll do that.
Right.
Alabama, Indiana, $109. Orange Bowl, Oregon, Texas Tech, $70.
Getting lower.
Cheapest tea. See, and I'm surprised here. Cotton Bowl. Buckeyes are a bargain. Miami Hurricanes, Buckeyes, $28.
Unbelievable.
You're getting it. If you're listening to
$30
right now in Dallas, we
Go.
Have listeners all over the country,
Go.
All over the world. If you're listening in Texas, maybe Oklahoma, you make a trip. All right, $28 gets you in the door. That's enough for a good quality prostitute after the game's over, too.
You know, there was a club. We had a friend in college. And he got obsessed with a little club in the Dallas area.
Obsessed with breasts?
He was obsessed. He thought that this woman was in love with him.
Oh, yeah.
He kept making up.
I'm sure she was.
Our friend Jason, who is, we had our radio
Jason
staff.
Jason sounds like a big dork.
Jason was a huge dork, but we loved him. He was a good guy. His parents owned a hotel outside of Kansas City, Kansas. And he works at that hotel in the family biz now.
Sounds like a winner.
He's a fantastic
guy. Sounds like he did
guy.
A lot with his life.
But went right into the mom and dad's company.
Cleaning the rooms.
So we did, I worked our student radio station at Kansas. We had a lot of fun doing that, getting our experience. It was called KJHK. We had a nice little shack that was up on the hill on campus. And we got to do everything that, people at Ohio State, Scarlet and Gray Radio get to do. Call Buckeye basketball games, Buckeye football games. We did all that. And if we wanted to travel, we were able to. We didn't have much of a budget. But Jason's parents just influxed him with cash. They did Wow. well with their hotel. And
All right.
they would give him the credit card. And he had a big white GMC Suburban.
Must be nice.
And we'd get, four, six of us in there, a whole radio crew. And we'd go to Texas a lot because Kansas had a lot of stuff going on in Texas. We went to a game at UT. We went to Big 12 basketball tournaments in Dallas. We went to Dallas three or four times. And so that was one of these trips. Everybody kind of went out like, it's like the one time in my life I've gone to a club like that. We went there, had a fine time, whatever, went back, and it was all good. And Jason kept coming up with excuses as the months would go back. He'd be like, oh, yeah, I've gone to a seminar in Dallas. We're like, you're not going to a seminar.
You're going to see cinnamon.
It's a seminar on
booby tassels.
You're going to the club.
They got some new technology with the booby tassels.
What do they got?
Shoots they laser beams out.
They got confetti.
Just shoots right in your face.
It's like those party poppers. They just...
How much money do you think he dropped in that place?
Oh, thousands.
Cinnamon's kids went to college,
thousands.
Huh? Yeah.
The one night that we went, I think he had $500 for us. This was back in the early 2000s. It was just hilarious how many times he kept going back there.
It was the 50s.
Well, it was
back in the early 2000s.
I mean, with inflation.
I guess you're right.
I mean, what do you think $500 in 2003 is now?
$10 million.
Yes. That's what I think.
I have no idea.
No, but the $30 ticket.
But you know what, though? They got married, and now she works the hotel with him.
Right. He has 14 kids.
They live in the honeymoon suite.
And they all have fun names.
Are you surprised? Only $28 to get
yes.
in the Cotton Bowl tonight.
Here's the thing about this, though. This screams, and you said this recently. I agree with it. There's been other people in college football that want to see it go this route. Dan's Lannings was one of the guys, too, speaking up about this. He even said his game coming up, we shouldn't be playing at a neutral site. We should be playing this game in Lubbock.
I agree.
They earned their way to this. If you want to drum up some more excitement, and I guess the ticket prices don't really matter much in the grand scheme of the ratings, right? The TV ratings, but maybe in a small way they do, because if you're tuning in to a more passionate environment, doesn't that do something? When you and I watch games that we don't really care about, we care. Like if it's an outdoor game in Buffalo and the snow is falling, or the Bears at Lambeau.
It's going to be passionate. It's going to be full of Buckeye fans. This to me screams that A&M fans bought a million tickets thinking that their team was going to be in this game.
Precisely.
Right? It's essentially
in Texas, so that makes sense
for them.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't, they went to the secondary market and flooded it with all of the tickets that they bought.
But even so, the market is the market. If a lot of tickets became available and the prices are the prices, then that still is telling you that there isn't the demand for this game in that place. It's not that there's not going to be Buckeye fans everywhere huddled around their TVs watching this one, hanging on the edge of their couch. It's just, if you have these at the home sites, that's more passion. The environment is going to be 10 times better. These are just some of these bowl games we have to just let go. Don't you think? We have to.
We're
trying to do this hybrid of, you know, hold on to them and at least have it be a part of the college football playoff. We can hang on to a few. We can have semifinal, and national championship. We have three.
Fine.
There we go. We take three.
You can have a bowl lottery every single year. Who's involved? Which bowl game is involved in that?
And then the other bowls, like, we still have 40 craptastic bowls that we keep shoving down your throats. The ones everyone is saying, oh, we're killing this bowl system. Well, then you take whatever you pick your top three. Maybe that's a cycle for the two semis and the national title. The other one still will be the next best. And then the Pop-Tart Bowl, that will obviously be the next best after those.
I'm going to ask you what you're the most confident about tonight. And what you're worried about the most tonight. Coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man is one soiled bed sheet away from being Jeff Rimmer's legal guardian. This is Man and Timmy.
Now, normally on Wednesdays, we talk to our guy, Jeff Rimmer.
When are we doing Rimmer this week?
But, you know, it's game day. We're, you know, 3 hours early today. So we're going to do Rimmer on Friday. Give Rimmer tonight because he's got a big party to go to tonight in the senior center that they have there.
Shady Acres.
It just gets wild.
Who's the wildest?
They go to the brink of 8 p.m.
That shuffle. They do nude shuffleboard. Strip shuffleboard.
Woo!
Every time you throw one into one of those 10 spots, article of clothing come off.
Those fun bags are...
Oh, they hang.
Gravity is real.
They hang.
That's all I'll say about that. Rimmer on Friday.
This book of his happening?
He says he's really writing this book, and he's got a co-author and everything. So,
are you writing the foreword?
I asked him if he wanted me to write the foreword. He said no, but he did say that there were passages about me in the book.
He's in it a lot.
Oh, so he's teasing it to get you to buy it.
I think so. He doesn't. Yeah. What's the point of giving all of your close personal friends free copies of your book? I mean, aren't those the ones that you really want the most to support it?
Yeah.
Can you just, you know, purchase the $29.95? I mean, you send all your family and friends links to purchase cookies for the kids. You write a book, your life's work, and then you're supposed to give them all out for free?
In an alternate universe, Jeff Rimmer is my father-in-law. When I first met Rims, he tried to get me to date his daughter.
I remember this story.
And I said, there's not enough voltage in the world to shock me back into coherence if it turns out that you're my father-in-law.
Man.
I said, nope, not going to do it. Because I didn't want to run the risk of going and falling in love with, what's her name, Rimmer. I forget her name now.
Lisa.
I don't think it's Lisa, right?
Lisa Marie Rimmer.
that I met her.
Well, we
and
do.
It looks like Jeff in a wig.
I mean, that makes sense.
Hello?
We do know from the one time we actually got him on the video link, and then we saw how that worked the next few times. But he had that nice little den, and he had a lovely couch that's there for the taking anytime you need to visit.
He said
that could have been your couch good, every single time you go down to Florida.
Good naps on that couch. In another world.
More related. More importantly, that could have been your daughter's grandfather.
Yep.
Wow. How about that?
I wouldn't have the same kid. I'd have a different kid.
You'd probably be golfing, though.
Why?
Because Jeff likes to golf. He lives in Florida.
What does that have to do with it?
You'd have to do
it. That's the law?
That.
You live in Florida, you must golf.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I don't like to golf in Ohio. I'm going to move to a place that's even more hot and humid and golf.
Well, no, you're not going to move there, but you got to go down there for visits all the time. That's the thing, too. You're always going down to Florida. Ever since I've known you, you've been like a trip to Florida per year guy.
But
and you hate the heat and humidity, and you go there with the girls. You should
put the
foot down.
Can I tell you something? You grow up in the Midwest, that's the law. You go to Florida once a year.
No.
You're hot and miserable for a week.
You know
you come
what?
Back, you talk about how hot it was, and then you go back next year and complain some more.
Florida sucks.
That's the rule.
Florida sucks. Disney World sucks. I'm not going there. You're not going to get me down there. That's one thing I am. Like, yeah, Christmas decorations, they have to stay up a little bit longer than I would like. But I ain't going to Florida. And I ain't a guy.
You ain't a guy.
No, never mind.
I'm looking at you. I know that. But
it's
why?
It's a line. That's all
right. I'm sorry. All right
tonight, Johnny.
Buckeyes in Miami. Give me something that you're confident about. Give me something that you're nervous about.
How confident are you about just the defense in general? These guys have done. Is that not the warmest blanket?
Caleb Downs
and his experience.
At all. The one thing that you got with Fernando Mendoza is when you got pressure in his face, he did not panic. He was able to dump the ball off and avoid the devastating play. I don't think you have that with Carson Beck. Even though he is a veteran, he's been around, he started a million games. You get in his face, he will make a big mistake. He will turn the football over.
And I think the reason why we're making this up as that won him the Heisman Trophy. Like, think about how much the college football world agrees about the ferociousness of this Ohio State defense. If Fernando Mendoza goes out there, doesn't even lead his guys to a 20-point performance, but it's enough to win the football game. And that's all that it should have been. That was a big-time football game. That was 1-2. That was for a Big Ten championship. It's insane that we're even at this point that Indiana did that. In 2 years, they built their program up from nothing, and they actually won the Big Ten title at 13-0. But it's not like Fernando Mendoza was razzling and dazzling for 350 yards and three touchdowns, and we had big problems.
Right.
That was a performance where you turn that in, you should win that football game. Buckeye offense, we get to some of the concerns right in this discussion. I look at this right side of the offensive line. I still believe in most of the players here. And I'm going to hope that this offensive line taps back into that nastiness that they found.
It all starts and ends.
But it's a minor concern.
On the line of scrimmage.
It does.
If they get whooped at the line of scrimmage again, and I know that Julian Sain took the high road this week and said, you know, I was holding the ball a little bit too long when I was watching the film. Mm-hmm. There's stuff that I can do. BS, man. I know there's stuff that you can do. There's always stuff to improve. Nobody's perfect. However, you had pressure in your face for the entire football game. Everybody has that internal clock. And his was messed up because his offensive line didn't do the job. Credit, too, to Indiana's defense. They confused the hell out of everybody by playing their zone. And if Miami's going to give you different looks, you have to be able to...
It surprised me
that you
have to have adaptability. You've got to be able to adjust to the nuance with what the defense is going to do throughout the game. But whether you're in man looks or zone looks, this is an offense that can do it all. And it shouldn't have been that big of a deal, that big of a problem, which is why I point back to some of the other things that were going on in the program and maybe taking some of the focus away from what they were doing. I mean, we've talked about it. It's probably been the most talked about thing with this team since it happened is Brian Hartline and his status. And now that we go back, and this is a thing to watch for tonight. I don't care what anybody says in our, it's got nothing to do with our trust or lack of trust in Ryan Day, because we've obviously lived it all. We've had swings and seen swings where Ryan Day would get in his own kind of rut. And you saw some of those similar things against Indiana where they just weren't making smart calls. You're already, you know, 7, 8, 9 plays into a good drive that's covered a lot of yardage. And then you get to the very bitter end of that. And then you seem to tense up in short yardage situations in the red zone. And then you're one set, you're going for it, but calling a strange play that has no options. And then the next series, you're choosing to kick a short field goal instead of trust your offense again to go for it and pick that up. I think you've got to just have an aggressive attacking mentality all the way through. And
can I
just
tell you
trust
what
it.
I don't want to see? Well, what I do want to see is if there's, you know, 10 yards of open space in front of Julian Sain. I know it's not his game, but take the yards. All right.
And slide feet first after you picked up 6 or 7
yards. That's what I want to see. Don't do that again.
Sorry.
However.
All right, Johnny.
What I don't want to see is a quarterback sneak of any kind in a short yardage situation. I don't trust him to do that.
What do you want to do?
I want to hand the ball off to number 12 is what I want to do.
Do you want to just show
I formation? Season long.
That's it?
If you're going to push the pile, push the pile with someone who's used to doing it. I'd rather you have a direct snap to CJ or something like that than have Julian Sain try and push the pile. It's not going to work.
You bring up CJ, so let me say this right here. And when we talk about things that we love and know with this Ohio State offense, it's all about Julian Sain and Carnell Tate and Jeremiah Smith. But it's been a long time since we've played, and we just haven't really talked about or discussed Bo Jackson and what a special season he's had. I have said this many times at different points of the season when I'm watching these games. I don't know why it just has to be C.J. Donaldson all the time. Bo Jackson has proven in so many different ways he's a complete back.
It doesn't
and
have to be.
He can take a one-yard run.
It doesn't have to be
and do
C.J.
The job.
My point is, when you're in a situation like that, give it to a guy who's used to dealing with that.
Give it to, I know what you're saying.
Not
give it
with
to
Julian,
a running back
who can't keep his knee off the ground or just throws the ball on the carpet.
I agree with you. Give it to a running back. But on another point, I'm fired up to see what Bo Jackson can do. Just the fact that he's a true freshman, and this could be the start of a special run for him if he is ready to go. Just haven't thought a lot about him, but he's been a big, huge focal part of this offense. He's a 1,000-yard guy.
Other Big Ten teams in action today. We'll talk about it coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Question from a listener. Do you dopes ever get tired of talking about Ohio State? No. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The nonprofits VetTix and FirstTix have given away tens of millions of tickets and counting to vets currently serving military, the immediate family of troops killed in action, and our brave current and former first responders. These tickets are a meaningful way to say thank you to America's heroes. And now, we want you to be part of the mission. Got extra tickets to concerts, games, or special events? Or want to see if you qualify? We want you to go to vettix.org and firsttix.org today. Give something to those who gave.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We can do more.
Enough already. We can find a cure.
Enough already.
We can do better for our kids.
Enough already.
We are relying on you.
We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer that is on the front line of breakthroughs. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Some journeys start small, with small paws and big purpose.
Look how little you are, you sweet girl.
Every great partnership begins with the first step. Guiding them through the world so one day they can guide someone through life. With shared experience, confidence grows and the path becomes clear. It takes time, patience, and love. But the reward lasts a lifetime.
Good girl, Bella.
You don't just raise a puppy. You raise a future. Become a Dogs, Inc. puppy raiser. Give a dog a purpose. Give someone hope.
Learn more at dogsinc.org.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fans HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV Plus.
It will send Bobby right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan. It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
The number one pizza expert. And the number four college basketball expert at the radio station.
Just from looking at your clothes and weight, I can tell you all watch a lot of free network television.
This is Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of Our Stupid Show. We need you. Give us charity. Wherever you get your audio, just search Common Man and Timmy. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Hello, noontime listeners. It's Common Man and Timmy here. You can normally hear us from 3 to 6.
When would this ever happen? Is there any other scenario where this would occur? The only other thing that I can think of that throws things off is the NCAA tournament. Obviously, you get a weekday Buckeye football game.
Yeah, but we don't switch shows around for an NCAA tournament. No, Buckeye game day is the only time where we get moved around.
We might not have a show at all on a weekday.
But we're not moving them around.
Come March Madness, but we don't have 6 hours of local pregame coverage for any Buckeye Hoops game. So that would be the difference.
All right, a couple quickies for you as we get ready for the game. By the way, live pregame coverage starts at 2 right here on the Fan. Zach Taylor says Joe Burrow will start the finale against the Browns this week. Whatever.
Whatever. Joe Flacco, I think maybe some people thought that would be neat to see him start if they're going to shut Joe Burrow down, because Flacco, Mike Kracko, started the season with the Browns playing the Bengals.
Who cares?
What an anomaly that would be if he was starting with the Bengals playing the Browns.
It's not like we talk about that like, oh, Joe Montana's going back to San Francisco with the Chiefs. Who the hell cares? Joe Flacco Appreciation Day?
You know what? People with the Bengals are bored of the season. Let them point some things out. Did you see there was the meme that I kept seeing from this weekend? Flacco got in that game. I don't know if you're saw snippets of that or highlights. He got into that game at the end and he ran for a first down on third down, and everybody was just having a great time with that. And then they had this shot on the bench where Burrow is there and he's doing some like thing with his tongue and he's like curling his tongue, and people caught that video and people are saying like, this is what he thinks of the Bengals season right now. They're trying to make more out of that. And Flacco is sitting right next to him, and you'd think that it was a still image, but he's just frozen in time.
Flacco, my Kracko.
Everyone else is moving, and you're like, is this an image or is this video? And Flacco's just there with this wide-eyed smile.
No blinking.
People are saying.
No moving.
He put himself back into the cryogenic chamber so he can figure out a way to play for another 20 years. So that's what he was doing.
All right, football, Big Ten football. Illinois with a last-second field goal to beat Tennessee last night. That was an exciting game.
Yeah, the Illini getting the job done.
Illinois
again
had a double-digit lead there in the fourth quarter, blew it, but then had a drive where they, you know, were able to run the football, didn't give the ball back, and They had a field goal kicker that kicked an easy one, but that was a de facto home game for Tennessee. Now, I understand that none of it really matters because when SEC teams lose to Big Ten teams, it's somehow because they weren't really trying.
Yeah.
And when Big Ten teams lose to SEC teams, well, that means something then. But this bowl season has not been a good one for the Hillbillies. And with the exception of USC crapping themselves last night against TCU, it's pretty much been an unblemished one for the Big Ten.
Yeah, and that was just one of those weird plays at the end of that Alamo Bowl you're referring to. TCU gets USC 30-27 in overtime. You talk about not tackling. My God, like the play where TCU ran through the entire USC defense, ran into the end zone to get the walk-off victory.
But remember, an exciting that defensive game. Coordinator going to Michigan.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You got your guy.
Yeah, there they go. But I had a stat for you on Tennessee. So those Tennessee Vols, they finish 8-5. Yikes, right? 30-28, Illinois gets the job done in the Music City Bowl. So that means that Tennessee has finished the year with 0 wins against teams with a winning record. All eight of those wins came against teams that currently have records under
and
500.
They were like in the top 12.
Ranked most of the
for
year.
90% of the season.
Oh, they were ranked.
They kept trying, man.
They wanted them in there. They would lose
these games and they'd fall a little bit, but never out of the top 25 until I want to say the last week or two of the season. Then they finally realized this team sucks.
I'm trying to see like if I can pick a game. They were 8-3 going into the Vanderbilt game on November 29th. So that was the last game of the season. They were still top 20. They were ranked in the top 20. They were in a position where if they got that win over Vanderbilt, they didn't. Vanderbilt.
That wasn't the last game of the season. If they were 8-3, because they finished with 5 losses.
That was the last game of their season. They were 8-3 going into Vanderbilt.
Okay, I see.
They lost to Gloria Vanderbilt, and then it was 8-4.
All right.
Was their record. So they were done, but they were top 20, and if they got that win, they weren't going to make the college football playoff. They still would have been missing out by
the
a narrow margin. But
just
to show you,
we're holding on to two teams for a while. Tennessee was one of them, and LSU was the other one.
LSU just finally finally just hit the wall, and they were done. Had to fire their coach, and then it was truly over for them.
Yes, that's fine, but they still were a top 10 team for much longer than they should have been.
It's because they had...
Because they started there. That's why.
Who was their high profile... Who did LSU start the season with?
Clemson.
I'm drawing a blank right now. Clemson.
They beat
right.
Clemson on the road. Everybody's all gritty. And then we saw what Clemson was. Big pile of trash.
They beat Clemson. They had a 4-0 start. But as they went through Louisiana Tech, it was after the Florida game where I believe the media finally... There got testy, or it wasn't the media getting testy. It was Brian Kelly saying, how dare you ask us about our rushing attack in a nice 20-10 win over Florida? And that's when everyone could already tell that Florida was a bum. Florida was not any good.
Right.
And they lost that game to Ole Miss. And I don't know if they fired them after that game.
We got Big Ten football right now. Timmy, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Oh, it's a big one.
We all know where that is. That's in Tampa?
In Florida?
I think it's in Tampa.
Got to be Florida.
Iowa and Vanderbilt, another Big Ten SEC matchup. Iowa's up 7-3 in the second quarter. Now, coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon, we have Michigan and Texas. Are you interested in that, or do we care?
I'm not really. Are you?
I mean, I'm interested only because I want to see Michigan get the crap beaten out of them, but... No.
You would think seeing two brand names like that meeting on the football field that would be one of these, you know, mid-tier, mid-level bowl games that draws some interest. To me though, the fact that it's on this day, we're getting ready for a quarterfinal, my sights are on different things. I don't really care about that. And the thing that happened with Sharon Moore, it has me not even really thinking about this Michigan team right now are paying attention to them. Kyle Whittingham is ready
Whittingham
to take over.
Is Whittingham going
to
be there?
I haven't seen that, yes or no. But we know, I mean, he's not going to have any involvement with the game plan.
Sharon Moore going to be there?
Oh, yeah. Sharon's going to be there.
What's he doing? Chains around his ankles.
What's he doing right now? Like, honestly, right here at 12:55 on a Wednesday, New Year's Eve, what is he with his family? Is he in a Motel 6 somewhere?
He's getting a dirty look from his wife, wherever he is. She's looking at him.
She's letting him hang around the house.
They probably tried to fake things for the holidays for the kids.
Yeah.
Because every single time they made eye contact, she was shooting daggers at
him. They were spotted like with the stroller, like after he got released from jail.
Leaving his attorney's office.
Leaving the lawyer's office. Yeah. Right. Weird.
Final walkthrough. The Cotton Bowl edition.
Ooh.
Coming up next. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on The Fan.
No hot takes, no dancing, plenty of stupid. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Are the keepers of the wild, America's original and most invested conservationists. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving wildlife and the natural landscapes that define our nation. From rugged alpine ridgelines to peaceful tall grass prairies, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. Our funding has led to cleaner water, fresher air, and improved wildlife habitat. From abundant fish and waterfowl populations to robust deer and elk herds, nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters, stewards of the American outdoors.
America's hunters and target shooters, along with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, have invested more than $46 billion to help state fish and wildlife agencies manage and protect wildlife and wildlands across America. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
I thought mixing bleach with my floor cleaner would take the stain out.
When my youngest ate the dog's medicine, that was a new one.
I was trying to protect my garden, but I accidentally sprayed myself with pesticide.
So I called 1-800-222-1222, the poison helpline.
A poison expert helped me figure out what to do next.
I was connected to someone who spoke Spanish.
They answered my questions.
It was free.
It was confidential.
It was real help in real time.
Keep the poison experts in your pocket. 1-800-222-1222.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Baker. We're 6.5 hours away from Ohio State battling Miami in the Cotton Bowl. Tegra Shibola remains doubtful, so Gabe Van Sickle or Josh Padilla will get the start at right guard. We've got you covered here on The Fan all day long. The pregame show gets underway at 2. Tailgate show starts at 4, and then network coverage takes over at 6:30, leading up to the kick at 7:30. The Ohio State women's basketball team in Purdue taking on the Boilermakers right now. They're 2 minutes into the second quarter, and Ohio State has a 32-19 lead. Jelani Cambridge with 11 points already. The Columbus Blue Jackets looking to make it 4 in a row when they host the New Jersey Devils over at Nationwide at 7 tonight. Jet Greaves gets the start in goal. This one brought to you by Eco Plumbers. Get $500 in free plumbing services when you buy a new water heater. Visit GetEco.com and book today.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
We interrupt Office Ping Pong to bring you an immature radio show.
Oh, God.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, hi. It's your favorite late afternoon, guys, but a little bit earlier today because
special
we
time.
Have lots of Buckeye coverage starting at 2 o'clock. Game, of course, 7:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. We're going to do final walkthrough, special Wednesday edition. Coming up in a few minutes, we have Leather Jacket Time with Nicole Sheeran. At 1:30, normally on Wednesdays, we talk to Jeff Rimmer, but I just got in contact with his Haitian nurse. We're going to talk to him instead on Friday. So he needs a couple days, and we need a couple days to bask in the glow We do. Either a Buckeye victory or a loss. Let's not talk about
that. It has nothing to do with a break from Jeff Rimmer. We don't want a break from Jeff.
Yeah.
But if you get it, if there's a reason to have it.
Why were you sending me hate, rage text messages from the McDonald's drive-thru this morning?
Jeez. Why? You know what? I say this with love because usually things are all right, but I always have noticed on the shirts, like, I don't know if your location's up in Dublin, if they do that, if you see like some of the naming of the local ownership group, because they're all franchised, of course.
Team Holwicky.
Does Holwicky own the Dublin spots as well?
I think they own a lot of things.
Then they must be huge in Central Ohio, because I know at the very least they've got the three Hilliard ones. And for the
most
part,
I think they own like 30 of them.
That's a lot. It, for the most part, good. But that location on Renner and Hilliard Rome, that's an important location. That one's got highway access. That is heavily trafficked. When I pulled into the double lane drive-thru, it was only two cars deep or so. That's not screaming big problem to you, is it? A couple cars past the menu screens.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm getting in there.
Move quickly.
Plus, I've already ordered. What would you have me do? It wasn't a long enough line where I'm just going to bail on it. I know it's not breaking the bank, but $5 special. We talked about it yesterday. Part of doing this shift, we were both looking forward to getting the $5.
I went this morning.
Sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin.
I went to one of my local stops, and I was in and out in less than 60 seconds. It was hot. It was delicious. It was fantastic.
Team Holwicky, if you want my help, I'm here to help you. I can take over the entire operation.
What is your help, though? You just go to that location and kill everyone?
I yell and I scream and I demand perfection.
Do it better!
I demand perfection. Guys, it took 30 minutes. This is McDonald's. This is not Hyde Park. We can't be sitting in a drive-thru lane for 30 minutes doing nothing. And you would think if it's taking that long, by the time you get up there, at least there's some order. I get up there, my guy Eduardo was nowhere to be found this day.
That's why there's chaos.
This woman just asks me, blank stare, what did you order? I'm like, it's all automated. It's an app order. I'll just give you my code, BH69. Like, look it up.
I'll tell you what it is.
It's right there on the screen.
That should be your all-time permanent code, BH69. The problem
I'd pay for
is
it.
The double drive-thru should be illegal.
Get rid of the double barrel?
No, I hate the double drive-thru. You got people trying to cut in front of you.
Let's do our Wendy's thing like here on in Grandview.
I'm not saying
have the traffic spilling out into the road.
Well,
and you know what? If you're spilling out into the road, go to another restaurant. Don't just sit there like a maniac in traffic. It's a busy road. God dang it.
Sorry I brought it up.
All right, Johnny.
Cole, how'd you do this morning? All right, you stop for a little sandwich?
No, I brought some of my typical Greek yogurt and protein powder in here.
Oh,
sorry.
You're a
healthy person.
You're 6 foot four.
There's no place for you on this show.
You could stand to eat a cheeseburger.
I don't need married
people.
You got
no weight.
I don't need married people telling me that, okay? I'm single, which means I always got to be in playing shape because you never know.
You're fine.
It's fair.
Let him live.
He's trying to attract
girls.
A partner. Okay. I'm not here to judge, buddy.
I was just letting
girls, guys, I don't care.
I was just clarifying because there was a pause and I didn't know if that was up in the air.
But there's anything wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with it.
People's sexual preferences are nobody's business but their own.
My father's gay.
I'm gay.
That is.
Was that in the show?
Oh, yes.
Cut that one up. We're going to use it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm rolling live, so I can.
Okay, cool.
So you're only gay from noon to three, though. Noon to two.
We're late. We're late. Are we going to play it next segment now?
Why walkthrough?
Are we going to play it? No, it's too late.
It's not too late.
It is too late.
It's not too late. We don't have any commercials.
Long.
We have William Shatner talking about puppies. It's a PSA. You can wait. Final walkthrough, Miami. Yeah.
It is time for the final walkthrough, college football playoff quarter final edition, Buckeyes and Miami. Oh, my God. Is that how this one's going to be?
Dear God!
I mean, shit. We're to the end of the year. We're going for broke in this one.
Last game of the year, Brent. Can't hold anything back now.
We know. We know. Let me first wish you and yours a very happy New Year.
Merry New Year!
So, this is weird, isn't it? Smack in the middle of the week. We're not even in our normal window. My rods and cones are all screwed up, but we needed a final walkthrough.
You needed a coffin. A tree.
It's a Wednesday. We had a problem. I solved the problem. Voila.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Richard Kimball doesn't feel well.
I'll be fine. Little mishap at the McDonald's today, but honey, I'm fine. So here it is, 12-1 Ohio State, 11-2 Miami. The Hurricanes sweated it out on Selection Day, but their profile edged out Notre Dame. They got in and took down Texas A&M and College Station to get here. Ohio State has been sitting, watching, waiting since the Big Ten Championship loss to Indiana on December 6th, nearly a month ago. Can we please get someone in college football to fix this calendar?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
Even though it's been a while, Stained, don't think Ryan Day isn't confident about the plan and the physical practices they've had leading up to it. They've had some live tackling. And Day also said this team is driven by the fact that they can be the first Buckeye team in history to repeat as national champs.
I think Cale Downs said it the best. You know, when you want to be the best in the world at what you do, you wake up that way. That's just the way you're wired. And, you know, when you step into our program, like, you embrace that. What comes with that?
Little sidebar. This happened to the Buckeyes when their buses arrived in Miami. You heard of this comedian, Alex Stein? I hadn't. But this dork, this loser, heckled the Buckeyes right in their faces for 8 minutes.
Yeah, well, I think he's a pervert. Probably a communist, too.
The guy didn't even have good material. That was the thing.
Y'all better not lose a game. Y'all better try to win this time. Not like Mendoza cooked your ass last time.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, man.
That's about as funny as a screen door on a battleship.
Screen door on a submarine, you dork. CJ Barnett, he looked like he wanted to murder this guy dead the whole time. Great restraint. We'll have something to show everyone on the field tonight.
Say hello to my new friend!
Yeah, that'll show them the history. These teams had a series in 2010 and 2011. They split, but of course the one that comes to mind...
Defense! Defense!
Andre Johnson, Ethnic Sands, wide right.
Was that 2002 National Championship game. You probably remember where you were.
Yeah! And he throws it in the end zone. Yeah! It's incomplete. Yeah!
The Buckeyes, of course, win that one in double overtime, 31-24, one of the most memorable teams in college football history. It marked the end of Miami's dominance. Miami looking to put a stop to a dominant Ohio State run here. Mario Cristobal, Miami's coach, he knows South Florida product Jeremiah Smith all too well, but he also knows good, clean quarterback.
He's a good, hardworking boy. Let him bring in your mail.
Julian Sain, and he's going to make life difficult for his defense.
Certainly a guy that can beat a lot of ways that he can extend plays, can improvise. So he does not look like a young guy playing the position. He looks like a guy that's been there for a long time that has complete control of the offense.
Here's another major thing to watch. Ohio State's offensive line has a little switch happening.
You switch the samples.
Well, Tegger Shabal is out with injury, but a switch due to poor play could have been in order. Gabe Van Sickle could be a fine player someday. He's shown promise lately when he's seen action, and the Cotton Bowl and the college football playoff is a major stage to show that he's the guy for that right guard job. All right, final prediction time. I feel much better about what the Buckeyes are about to do now that we're here on game day. They're 9.5-point favorites. I like that a lot. I think it's going to be a tall order to deliver a Tennessee or Oregon-type performance from last year, but Ohio State has never needed that. With this type of defense, Matt Patricia runs out there. Caleb Downs is playing in his third straight college football playoff. He's ready. Sonny Styles is a leader, and he's ready. Caden McDonald up front is ready. He's probably been hearing a lot of talk about Miami's dominant defensive line. What about us, he's probably saying. I like Ohio State to get the job done 28-10 and move on to the semifinals. Yes, it is. Stay tuned. Our game day programming is just getting fired up. Pre-game show follows us at 2. Tailgate show at 4. Network coverage at 6. The kickoff at 7:30. You'll even be able to see me on 10 TV tonight with our gal Nicole Sheeran.
What up, bitches?
We'll be breaking it down when it's done. And on the radio, taking you into the wee hours, our guys Swick and Beam with the postgame. It's all coming up.
And I hope to see you out there.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-
has no idea what he's gotten into today. None.
Do you like that thing, Cole? Do you like that little
piece? I like that Stained reference in there.
Stained.
I heard that.
Yep. It's been a while since I said sorry. Blank things up this time.
Is that Dave Matthews Band doing Stained?
It's a double cover.
I'm all right.
All right, more Buckeye Miami talk. Maybe we'll make some sense. I promise nothing, though. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
I'm gay.
A lot of hosts have been on our airways in the past 30 years. Some good, some bad, some really bad. Anyway, sorry for that. The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
A thing or two about the moments in life that matter. You've seized those moments to embrace joy, accomplish great things, and build meaningful relationships. Is it time now to sit back and reflect on a life well lived? Maybe. Or maybe there's more to be done. Maybe this is the most important moment you've encountered yet. By volunteering with AmeriCorps Seniors, you can seize the moment, lend a hand, and get back more than you give. We connect you to local volunteer organizations with opportunities that fit your schedule and match your interests. Through AmeriCorps Seniors, you can support people in times of need and make your community stronger. You can become a companion to your older neighbors, brightening their days with friendship. You can even become a mentor for young people, serving as a role model and enriching their lives. Are you ready to seize your moment? Visit AmeriCorps.gov/yourmoment and get started today.
Hey guys, 13-year NFL veteran and Super Bowl champion Jason McCourty here, and I'm the innovation ambassador at FAIR, Food Allergy and Research Education. I would say the most challenging thing as a parent of a kid who has a food allergy is probably the ignorance that I myself had in the beginning. I didn't know what anaphylactic shock was. I didn't know the dangers, let alone the things that she needed to be able to have a normal life. When you go to drop your kid off, on every single time in the beginning, we'd have to go through everything she was allergic to. Preparation is everything. And me, for playing football for 13 years, it was all throughout the course of the week. It's getting ready for game day. When you're on the field, you're playing for your fans. At home, you're playing for your family. My playbook: read labels, keep it allergy friendly, and have an epinephrine nasal spray as a backup plan. Because when my family's safe from food allergens, that's the real victory. Visit foodallergy.org to learn more.
Hello, it's Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible, with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Common Man and Timmy.
How does it affect your love for the product if I like my Pop-Tart room temperature?
I want you to be happy.
I am happy.
No, I want you to be happier.
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Happy New Year's Eve and go Bucks. We're going to see temperatures today get right around freezing, but with gusty winds, it'll feel even colder than that. We will see snow develop later this evening, which could impact your New Year's Eve and Buckeye Watch Party plan, so safe travels. We will see that snow eventually taper off overnight, turning cloudy with lows in the teens. For the Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Favorite basketball players are Leaky Black and Grady Dick.
That is childish nonsense.
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Let me ask you a question about something in pop culture here today that's kind of coming to a head as we got the big football game, Ohio State and Miami.
Can I suck on my mint?
No. But you're already doing it.
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Thad Matta, ex-Buckeye basketball coach, with us. Coach, what do you think of Mark Loving's play last time out? Coach, do you think we're ever going to see Amir Williams kick it to another level?
No.
He's awful.
He's no Aaron Bradshaw, though.
Oh, my God.
Compared to Aaron Bradshaw, you can put Amir's number up in the rafters.
Is Aaron Bradshaw the biggest bum to ever come through the program?
There's been some bums, but on the Mount Rushmore of bums.
I mean, Michi's second go-around is obviously a run for the money. The second go-around last year.
But just
he played less than that.
Bradshaw, though. He was coming out of high school.
Five-star. High five-star.
Five-star,
guy.
One
Seven
of the best prospects in high school basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then
got recruited to Kentucky.
Not.
And then not. Now he's tumbling down the rabbit hole. But anyway, back to where I was saying. So little thing, little fight coming up tonight. Pop culture meets sports. The finale of Stranger Things is going to drop right at 8 o'clock. And I've been a little disappointed in my household. Been a little disappointed. Sarah's not the biggest sports gal. She'll watch football with us when we're on the couch. She'll usually have a book with her, and she will try to ask some questions. And
even for a game like tonight, it's as big as they get, buddy.
I know, but she's not super into college football. She'll usually watch the NFL with us on Sundays, but she knows I'm all in with what I do. I'll be watching it. I have to watch it. I want to watch it. I really do truthfully and honestly look forward to these games. They're fun. This is our culture. This is woven into us watching college football in Ohio. And I've just heard too much about, so when are we going to watch Stranger Things? I can't wait to watch Stranger Things. I've said three different times, no,
it's not going to be tonight.
We're not watching it with everyone else on New Year's Eve. It'll have to delay to the next day.
Unless you want to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning after the game's over.
Right. And then
you can watch it.
I'm doing TV, so I'm not going to be here. So
we've
been watching the show together, and it's rare that we can actually even agree on anything. We can't even sit down for a movie night without taking 20 minutes of scrolling through every single streaming service we have to make a decision on what to watch. So when we found a show that we could all watch, it's been going on for 8 years or whatever it is. Jack's grown up as we've watched the show. The actors on the show, they've obviously grown up. So that's coming down to a head tonight.
Well, Millie Bobby Brown, she's married now.
Oh, and she's
married to the Joves kid. Looks like she's in Penthouse.
A lot of filler. She can't make facial expressions this season.
No.
The acting's tougher for her because the same face just appears her mouth is frozen. Mm. She's barely 20. Mm. Oh. Mm. Tom Brady, too, by the way. Did you get a look of him? What is he doing?
He looks like a Bond villain.
He's a good-looking man.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. But you are, and you were, the type of...
How sunken in can his cheeks get before he says, you know what, that's enough.
The millions of dollars that he spent on his diet and his looks, and then we've got to go and do that on top of that. You're barely 45 years old. You got all the hair in the world. You got a chiseled jawline.
All the hair in the world because he's had the work done.
Exactly. I mean, I don't care if you're going to do stuff with your hair for hair restoration, but you have to keep modifying your face. You're a somewhat good-looking guy. I don't get it. But my question is, you're not in on Stranger
Things.
Are
we still doing a question?
But
it's been about 5 minutes for the setup here. I don't know what's going on.
I want to know, when was the last time you were actually in on a show that the rest of the country was sort of captivated by? Because you were not in on this, and I don't think you were in on Game of Thrones.
I watched,
which was the last thing I believe, like everyone at the state. I remember Bo Bishop talked about Game
of Thrones. Sick of it.
He talked about Game of Thrones so much before Stranger Things, because I'm not really into like the Dungeons and Dragons type of, like, I'm not into the Lord of the Rings and all that stuff. I kind of hate watched Game of Thrones through the first two seasons, and then I just continued to watch it as it picked up because so many people around the station here were talking about it.
I don't know why we just can't accept when somebody says, you know what, I'm glad you like the show, it's not my genre, don't normally do those things. But I said that when Game of Thrones came out, and then I forget who it was, but it was just constant pestering. You gotta watch it, you gotta watch. Oh, I know you don't like that stuff, but you're gonna like this. So I watched an episode of it, and you know what? Other than what's her name taking her top off for half the episode, I didn't care.
Oh, there's a lot of that. Maybe that's why I watched.
A lot of
that's
nudity.
That's how it kept me going with Game of Thrones. No,
probably the last thing I watched that people watched was Breaking Bad.
See, Breaking Bad, you bring that up, and that had to be maybe the last hit show, like, of that magnitude when we were all watching TV that way. It was right about at the end. What was that? Maybe 2008, 2009. Maybe right around the end when we weren't watching TV, where a show came out once a week. That show was so successful that they even created the after show with Chris Hardwick. And then he would sit around and have celebrities on, people from the show, and they'd talk more about that show for an hour.
They did that before with The Walking Dead, too, didn't they?
I think The
Walking Dead was first.
Walking Dead probably was first.
I didn't watch Walking Dead, but I know they have the after show.
And I at least give some of these shows, I give Stranger Things credit for the way that they're releasing the episodes and trying to manufacture some of that by creating some of the buzz. It's just happenstance that they release it tonight where there's major college football on, and you can watch it later, and that's fine too. But with Breaking Bad, there was sort of that weak buildup of looking forward to something that everybody was kind of talking about together. And that show
is... We still have that, though. It's called sports.
No.
Right?
We do.
Build up, sports, we're all going to be watching together.
Sports makes the world go around. We have that sense of community with that. We don't see it a whole lot with TV shows anymore. We don't have sitcoms that we get around and on a Tuesday or Wednesday night, or one comes out once a week and we talk about those shows and laugh about them.
You need to write a sitcom about radio. I know they had News Radio and Frasier and stuff, and WKRP.
We had Sports Night, which was kind of like sports TV.
No. I'm talking about real
sports radio,
nitty gritty, get to the bottom of it, because there's some hilarious things that happen here.
We got characters too.
We got characters. You're going to want to kill them all.
That's
but
fine.
We got them.
We got all types of characters.
We're
too.
On early today because pregame coverage starts at 2. And then the game coverage starts at 7:30 right here on The Fan. So we talked about what scares you, what you're not scared of. Offensive line played their worst game of the season during the Big Ten championship game. No one's denying that.
I can't imagine they will play to that level.
No one is also denying that the Indiana defense is legit and it's the real deal. I get it. They have a very good defense, but the Buckeyes didn't play well in combination with Indiana's very good defense. I would be shocked if we saw that type of performance at the line of scrimmage again. I think the offensive line gets a push. I think we'll see the running game really work. I think Julian Sain will have time to cook back there. And even though a lot of people are talking about this Miami defense like they're perhaps better than the Buckeyes or better than what we saw against Indiana, I'm not buying it. So I think the Buckeyes actually put some points up. I'm going to say 34-17.
34-17. I had this at 28-10. 34.
So you and I both think you have fairly comfortable victories.
You have a couple of field goals then, huh?
No, I actually have them missing an extra point.
Okay.
That's why they get to 34.
That's the 34.
No, I've gotten field goals.
Doink one off the left upright.
That's right. No field goals, baby.
There we go.
Leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran 2 minutes from now. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
We are your radio home for the Buckeyes, Browns, and all the NFL games you can handle. We may have a bit of a football problem.
Oh, yeah.
The Fan, Ohio
sports destination.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
100 years, Shriners Children's has become family to over 1.5 million kids.
In tough times and good times, they're there when we need them most.
Please go online right now to loveshriners.org.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by Midwest Cards. Experience collecting in a whole new way.
Now, I know the name of the segment is Leather Jacket Time, but Nicole, today you are wearing like a fur coat.
I am.
Look at you.
You
know
I wish why? Everybody, if you're not watching on YouTube, I wish you could see the lovely Miss Nicole Sheeran today.
Feel the coat. It's so soft.
Can you
it's
actually great. Talk in the microphone, too?
And I am pretend? Talking in the microphone.
All right, there you go. Thank you.
Good Lord.
It's your first time on the radio?
It is. First day.
You got the fur coat on, you got a sequin.
It's New Year's Eve, and it's Buckeye football.
This is a New Year's Eve uniform, is what this is.
It's not a flapper dress.
You got the hoochie coochie boots on.
I wear boots one time instead of sneakers, and y'all think I'm wearing hoochie coochie.
We're just saying.
They're literally black boots.
It's a hell of a look. It's a hell of a look.
It's the most basic look on the planet.
It's not basic.
It is.
You describe your look tonight.
Well, the coat doesn't help, but I put it on for this. I'm not going to wear the coat on television.
Is that real fur?
No. Okay. Yeah, I went and skinned the mink.
Well, I don't know.
Wait, what is it called?
Skin the mink.
Mink?
That's yeah. another one of T-Bone's metal bands.
Mink. I skinned the mink myself.
Skinned mink is pretty hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your schedule like for today? Working with this idiot?
I am. Timmy. We've got TV. Tyvus is coming in. Going to be with him from 6 to 7. And then Tim and I are going to be doing TV at 10 o'clock. We have a 10 o'clock show instead of 11.
So many people are going to be watching.
During
all
the game.
The people. Oh,
where no
yeah.
one's going to be watching
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so if y'all get bored of the game, just flip over.
Your parents will watch. My parents will watch.
That's and four viewers.
It'll be good.
That's
right
about
there.
It.
It'll be good.
How's that
what
different from
you?
The normal newscast viewership?
Okay.
Five, six.
Are you not going to be watching, Mike? That's kind of rude.
I'm gonna watch the damn game.
You're not going to support your friends?
I'm going to support you as long as you're not on opposite the game. If it's commercial time.
Double screen. Come on.
Yeah.
We'll send you an alert.
Double
screen. Pull it up on the 10 TV app on your phone.
Bo?
I love how Bo is the
Bo Bishop here.
Bo is what you think of a guy that can watch two games at the same time?
At the same time.
What are we doing here?
Timmy and I both said that while we expect a competitive football game mm-hmm. tonight, I'm not necessarily that worried about it. However, I said that same thing against Indiana in the Big Ten yeah. championship game, and we saw how that worked out.
Listen, did y'all already give score predictions?
We did.
I said 34-17.
28-10 right here.
We're similar. I've got 27-13. I think that Carson Beck's going to throw two interceptions. That's my other bold prediction, if that's really that bold. The guy's thrown 10 on the year. I think this is going to be a battle between Miami's defensive front, Ohio State's offensive line. Miami's going to have to rely on the run game because the secondary is, they're going to shut that down for Beck, in my opinion. It's not going to happen for him. And I think the Ohio State's defensive front is going to rattle Carson Beck. I don't think he's going to have seen a defense like what he's about to see. All night
See,
tonight.
I that's interesting you say that. I don't think that Mark Fletcher is going to find that 172-yard performance that he found against Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That was by far the best game that he's come up with.
Mm-hmm.
And that got him close to 900 yards on the ground on the year, okay?
Yeah.
So he's a fine back. He's not some historical college running back that we've seen. He's not even what Dylan Sampson was for Tennessee last year. And you saw what that Ohio State defense, which has been improved upon this year, they shut that down. I actually do look at guys like Davison Egbenosin, maybe a guy like Lorenzo Styles. And if Carson Beck is going to pepper these guys, that's how I would go down. If I'm Mario Cristobal and I'm Miami, and they've talked about that, let Carson Beck sit back there and take shots. And anytime you bring up Davison Igbinosin and the potential for a flag, I'll always be a little bit concerned about that. I'm sure he'll probably pick one up in this game tonight. He'll probably get flagged.
Where I agree with you on that is that, yes, if I am Miami, I target those two guys specifically because of what they've how they've played this season. I'm not saying they've played poorly, but yeah, IGB with the flags, and Lorenzo's been burned a few times this season. I agree with you on that. However, if I'm Beck, and if I'm the quarterback's coach, and if I'm the head coach, he's thrown too many interceptions. I don't feel good about Ohio State not intercepting this guy.
Yeah, that Louisville game, too.
You want to keep things simple.
Yes, so I'm saying run the dang ball. I mean, that's like, if I'm Miami, that's what I do. But again, this is an Ohio State defense with the top red zone defense in the country. I just don't see Miami scoring a lot. I think they find the end zone one time.
Julian Sain's a good, clean boy. I've had an opportunity to talk to him many times this year. He took the high road this week and said that, you know, he was holding the ball a little bit too long last week, and he's going to work on that. But, you know, I think he had pressure in his face the entire game. The offensive line was not doing their job, and that impacts how you play quarterback. Do you think this Buckeye offensive line plays much better, and they're going to have to, than the Big Ten championship game?
Listen, I hope so, because that's the difference in the game. I mean, this Miami defensive front is going to be the best they've seen all year. A guy like Reuben Bain, who's a top NFL
prospect. You think they're
better
than what we saw from Indiana? Indiana's pretty damn good.
I think they're very similar.
Okay.
I would say they're very similar. So what I'm saying is I'm concerned that if this offensive line does not play better than what we saw, there's going to be some problems.
Bain is a terror.
He's a dog.
This dude, like, Reuben Bain is
crazy.
Very, very good.
Yeah. So that is the game right there. That's the matchup that everybody should have their eyes on. In my opinion, that is the difference maker.
Nicole, you've covered, this is the second team that you've covered now, and you walk in here, you get to watch a team win the national championship and all the storylines they've had. Of the two teams, if you had to do, because we know you loved Emeka Egbuka, he was one of your favorites. If you had to give us like a power ranking top three of the goodest, cleanest boys that you've covered, who would those three be? I guess who's two and three behind Emeka?
I was about to say Emeka. I would put Jack Sawyer up there. Great
Jack
dude.
Sawyer's good and clean?
All he does is swear.
When you say good and clean, do you mean like I liked interviewing them, or like they're good, clean boys? They're
Kind of means a lot of things.
No, that means that when you they were talking
Jack,
to you.
I have a special place in my heart for Jack Sawyer. He was the first Buckeye I ever interviewed when I took the job here. So he has to be on the list.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand the nostalgia factor.
He's a
nice man.
He's a great dude. And he's a good football player. So I'd put those two.
He'd
and then
skin a mink for you and make a coat.
He would. He honestly would.
Think he's a hunter?
Yeah.
Out there from Picktown? Probably head out east, a little bit out into the sticks.
Probably.
Into a tree house. Tree stand.
Nicole, you ever go hunting?
I've actually never been hunting, but, you know, Southern girl, a lot of my family, like extended family, are their hunters. I don't do that, though.
Yeah, all right.
I've never been. Do I look ever like
been
the
to
kind
a
that does
clan meeting?
Oh, what?
That's what I think about when I think of the
Mike.
South, too.
Nicole, excuse me.
Nicole, you ever hang around the gymnasium?
The gymnasium?
You ever see a grown man naked?
Naked? Have you ever,
Nicole?
Do you like gladiator movies?
Movies about gladiators.
You like gladiator movies?
You finally picked up on it.
All right, so Jack Sawyer.
Okay, Emeka Egbuka, Jack Sawyer. I was trying to pick someone from this group.
About that time Caleb Downs blew you off.
Okay, Cole. Listen.
Let's not throw shade at good old Caleb
grown
today.
We've grown from that moment. Caleb's great.
He was trying to get inside. It was cold out.
Yes.
And he just won the national championship. It was freezing out there.
You know,
I was there that day.
You know who I really enjoy interviewing is Brandon Ennis. He has a great personality. He's a ton of fun. I love interviewing that dude. Because he will always give you great, energetic, fun, feisty sound bites.
The kind of guy, too, that would be like the dark horse player to go on a run here and make some big time plays for the Buckeyes.
I have another one. Sonny Styles. Obviously, he's got to be up there for me. Great, great dude. Great guy, great family.
Blocko. Earned that.
He'll always give us the time. He always does the interviews with us. He's awesome. I got to put him on the list, too.
I said this yesterday. Timmy sort of pushed back on me a little bit, but I believe that even though you got back on the horse and you beat Michigan, very, very important.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go out, and I don't think they will, but if they go out and lose this game tonight, I think the season's a failure. Is that too harsh of a word? Given where we were the entire season, maybe before the year started, we thought, well, coming off a national championship, it's okay if we don't win another one.
Yeah.
We're losing so much.
I don't push back on that much.
But
you lose your last two games. You lose your last two games after starting 12-0.
Failure. Disappointment.
It's a major disappointment. It's a major, major disappointment. Like, major. For sure.
It's no doubt. Apologize for expectations.
No, you shouldn't.
No,
it's bleeding towards a failure. Again, like, I'm not pushing back that much on that sentiment.
Well, and any of the guys on that team and Ryan Day and all the coaching staff would agree. It would be a failure for them. I mean, I think they would say the exact same thing.
You're the number, and you are also the two seed, right?
Yeah.
Like, you weren't sneaking into this thing,
right?
Limping into it with your tail between your legs, wondering how this was going to go for you.
Right.
You lost to Indiana. You wanted to win that game, but that was a close game. That was the number two team in the country, and that was in a conference championship game on a neutral site. It was different circumstances than that home loss against Michigan, so... This is not one that you want to lose. And you have been good. Outside of the game that I pretend didn't even exist, that one Cotton Bowl against Missouri, to this venue, good things happen for Ohio State football.
I mean, we saw what happened last year. I actually know, Mike, the more I think about it, yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a failure.
They all that come around really my harsh. Way of thinking.
I don't know about all
it's
that.
Not if it's harsh.
Don't pat yourself on
We're playing
on
at
the
Ohio State. We're not playing at Troy. Hey,
whoa! What did they
these,
do to you?
Should these quarterfinal games be at home sites?
Yes.
All right.
Put them at home sites. It's great for the fan base. It's great for the sport. The players love
it. It's a good reward,
it's
too, for
awesome.
The team getting the bye.
Yes. Yes. 1,000% yes.
We want to make the regular season a little bit more important.
Yes.
That would make it more important.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking about how Dan Lanning brought this up, too, about going to Lubbock, and that he was thinking that they should be playing a road game in Texas Tech Stadium. And he also has been very vocal, as has many others in college football, about compressing the playoff schedule. Let's start playing
these
games.
He wants to get it wrapped up before the new year.
I agree. It's too much.
What other sport? And here's my hot take, too, about bowl systems and all that. College football, actually, throughout the course of time, never had it right in the first place.
Yeah.
Never did have it right. You play your ass off all regular season, and you just played in some random games, and then people voted on who the national champ was.
Right.
That's fun. Like, that's the way to do it. But now we get to this. Who takes a month off in the busiest time? A month off. Maybe you get a bye week, right? Like, that's what you get.
But
then you get right back to playing games.
They're just little boys that need to go home for the holidays.
right.
You got to study for your exams
It's not like they're making them practice every single day during that whole entire time.
You guys heard Luke Montgomery yesterday or 2 days ago. He said, I'm tired of seeing Kenyatta Jackson's face on the other side. Like, give me Miami.
Right.
They're
tired
ready.
Of this.
They're tired of it. We're tired of it. I'm so excited it's game day.
A lot of the teams should have to play the very next Saturday.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
unless you
earned a bye and then you get that home game in the quarterfinal, you should get, two rounds of home games.
For sure.
Let's go.
Nikoko.
Let's go, Mikey.
You're the best.
Aw.
Thank you for joining us at this odd time today.
Always.
I'll see you on the TV.
On the television.
Watch Channel 10 tonight for Nicole and Timmy and Tyvus and the whole gang. I won't be there because I'll be pantsless at home. But maybe you can Skype in. Now let's go to Mike.
I don't know if we want to do that.
but naked from the waist down.
Well, I'm sure he was.
You think he was naked from the waist down?
Oh, he was.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
I went and skinned the mink.
The Big Nine was a sad, incomplete place. Enter Ohio State. The rest is history. The Buckeye Show.
Weeknights at 6.
The Fan.
Oh, hello. I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst and cancer champion Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. Join our team to help fund game-changing research that saves lives. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over the odds. V is for victory over health disparities. Victory over setbacks. Victory over the unknown. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate to the V Foundation to join our team and help save lives.
Cancer can take away all my physical abilities. It cannot touch my mind. It cannot touch my heart. And it cannot touch my soul.
100% of donations fund game-changing cancer research. Donate now to the V Foundation at V.org.
T-Bone and Tybus.
Snitches might get stitches, but they do sometimes avoid federal prison for 65 years.
Why do 10 when you can tell on a friend?
T-Bone and Tybus Mornings on the Fan is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss.
It's almost Football Friday. All play and no work.
Sponsored by Tansky Sawmill Toyota.
Your home for football, the Fan.
Live pregame coverage coming up in about 10 minutes. I just saw Matty Ice out there. He's ready to go.
I just saw Sonsenbacher just hovering by the door. Eating, he's here.
He's eating broccoli and egg whites and...
God,
he's ready
what
to go.
It's New Year's Eve.
It doesn't matter. He's never going to stop. Never going to stop. He's out of his mind. He used to do like cheat days on the weekends. That's out now.
No, it's not. He's still doing
he's
that.
He's not.
Why?
He can't do it. He's training for a marathon he'll never run
he's
in.
He's not training for a marathon.
I just said he'll never
Matty
run in
Ice
it.
Matty Ice is a good-looking guy. He's in great shape. He can have some fun foods every now and then.
Well, tell
he
him
He works
that.
Out all the time, too.
Tell him that.
I don't know.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Normally, we're on from 3 to 6. If you're like, who are these idiots? Well, it's Common Man and Timmy. If you enjoyed the show today, you know where to find us. If you didn't enjoy the show today, don't worry. Rothman and Ice back tomorrow.
We're getting close to our 3 o'clock showtime here soon anyway, but...
Buckeyes in Miami. I said 34-17 with the final score. I fully expect this offensive line to rebound and have a much better performance. If not, me nervous.
28-10 for me. We're clearly looking at Philip Daniels, that right tackle, Gabe Van Sickle. Mentioned him in the final walkthrough. All eyes are going to be on him. What do you expect out of him? He's shown really good promise in the spot time that he's had. His pass blocking grades have been very good. I'm more interested in the nasty run blocking grades and what kind of holes you're going to make, especially from that interior offensive line spot. Very important in the run blocking fits. So what is that going to look like? But the fact that you get such a grand stage like this, you're playing with Ohio State. You've been practicing with this team. I'm sure by now, you've developed a sense of confidence about what you're doing.
I hope so.
And the people in the room respect you, and they're happy for you that you're getting this opportunity. Whether Tegra Shaboa is injured or whether they were going to make a move anyway, because with the level of play,
Timmy?
I think it's level of play.
I do, too.
I think it could be understandable that he might be iffy and wouldn't go in this game. But I think this was a move that you might have needed to make at some point. And I've said it before. I don't care that it's a move going into the most important three games of the football season. If you feel that that's the best thing for your team, then you pull the trigger and you do it. I mean, you've got four other guys that are mainstays.
You do what you have
to
do.
Bring him along.
To win the game that's in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And if that means making a change, who cares if it's been the same way for 12 games? You make that change. That is something I respect Ryan Day for. He's never been shy about doing it.
Do you see, let's talk about maybe some performances that we're not quite thinking about. Not to say that this guy hasn't done really impressive things for Ohio State, but maybe people thought he would be even more. Max Clair. You see Max Clair dazzling, making some big plays out there, hitting the seams.
You know what? I
doing
feel
some good
like
things tonight.
Against
I can.
Indiana, they relied too heavily at times on the tight ends, and I think that we sort of ignore the lost wide receiver who could just tear up the slot if you let him.
So
and
Brandon.
That's Brandon Ennis. Yeah. As much as, you know, I appreciate the tight ends, and I think you should always have them in the game plan and use them because that's something else the defense has to account for. I think that we're sort of overlooking how good Brandon Ennis could be, especially if he's your third option out there,
right?
Because chances are you're going to have a linebacker on him.
I said this too earlier, flipping it to the defense. All the talk that's been about Miami's defense, and if they're going to make this a game, it's going to be that unit and that defensive line, and mentioning Reuben Bain. Well, what about Ohio State's defensive line? Like, these guys have been a big reason, maybe the biggest reason, why the defense is what it is. It all starts up there.
How many times have we seen coverage sacks?
It all starts up there. And Caden McDonald, like, I'm not saying we are underselling this guy, but I don't know if maybe we appreciate him enough and how much of a wrecking ball he's been. Because we just had Tyleek Williams leave this program, and I think Caden McDonald is even better. Like, that's how good this guy is. But then you think about how guys like Kenyatta Jackson have come along, popped up and made some big plays, how he was in the Michigan game and against Indiana. And Caden Curry has had stretches in this season where he's just been a monster. And you thought with guys as good as JT Tuimoloau and Jack Sawyer leaving, that was going to be pretty tough to replicate. They'd been waiting in the wing and earned their spot, but it's one thing to talk about and another thing to do it.
Pregame coverage, live pregame coverage with Matty Ice coming up in about 6 minutes. Back page.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I believe this was off the air. We were talking about the ticket situations for some of these bowl games and how for the Cotton Bowl, you can get your butt in a seat for under $30. So if you're a Buckeye fan
$28.
In the Dallas-Fort Worth, the Metroplex, as they call it, get over there. You got hours to get your ducks in a row and get a ticket and get over to the game. You have the NHL Winter Classic. That's also coming up. And I was very curious about the ticket situation in this game because of where it is. It is a big game when you look at the Rangers taking on the Florida Panthers, the home site there. But how about the fact that this is basically an indoor hockey game?
It is.
They said they're going to open the roof at some point.
For
and they're
like
going to keep that
hello,
thing.
Here's the sky.
It might be like a little hello, and then we have to close it back up. We'll keep the air conditioner pumping in there. That's going to cost like $100 million to operate for that. But get in the door price for the Winter Classic. Take a stab at it. Any guesses? Get in the door price for the game. What do you think?
$100?
$380.
Those Miami
high
fans
demand.
Are rabid.
Oh, are they? I mean,
just
orange,
rabid.
Orange Marlins man.
Ooh,
he's
going to
be
baby.
Right there behind the glass.
We are back. Yes, it's New Year's Day tomorrow, but we are back live. 3 o'clock, our normal time, 3 to 6. Even if you're not working, you're out of your routine, I hope that you will join us tomorrow. Talk to you then. Go Bucks. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
There's nothing Bo Bishop can't do well, except find competent co-hosts. Bishop and Friends.
Weekdays from 9 to noon.
The Fan.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.